mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two of this live Thursday edition, the 23rd day of June 2005. And in the last hour, we had on the president of the Property Rights Foundation of America. We got the break fired a little bit early there, so I was unable to finish what I was saying. PRFAmerica.org. Cities may seize homes for economic development. Court rules. This out of the Associated Press. A big case up in Connecticut where they want to build homes and apartments and stores where a 100-year-old middle-class neighborhood is. They're now going to be bulldozing that. And federal courts have been ruling all over the country, but a big case 4 years ago, they can take your property without just compensation. So, very, very serious. I hope callers want to talk about this subject because I think it's very important. Bunch of other news here as well on Chinese communist companies trying to buy up major blue-chip American companies. Also, new developments with Torturegate coming out. There is just so much in the next 2 hours that we'll be here discussing. Right now, let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Eric.
Three or four times before, and I'm here to promote a march on Ground Zero in New York City on 9/11/2005. The 9/11 Truth Movement is trying to get as many people as it possibly can.
Well, that's good. Listen, Eric, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been at two marches at Ground Zero. And we do think it's good to have people there at Ground Zero on 9/11. And the Truth Movement all over the country for 3 years has been having rallies. In some cases, last year it was like, I don't know, 30-something cities that I saw photographs from and articles from. Sure, it's more than that. Kansas City, L.A., New York, Tampa, Florida, just all over the place with people with their signs out there, people out there getting the truth out and exposing 9/11. So thank you so much for that call, Eric. Again, we're going to hurry through your calls today, ladies and gentlemen. And you can talk about any issue you want, but I would predominantly like a little bit to talk about property rights. It's a very big deal. Ron in New York. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, Alex, and that's the topic I'm going to talk about. This is outrageous. We're talking about the collaboration of government power with corporate power to displace the average citizen.
And that's the big F word.
Inverted its function. The government, the purpose of government is to even out the playing field to some degree, to help the people, okay, against private power. What you have here is corporatism. Mussolini discussed this in the 1920s, a marriage between government power and private corporate power. That's what we're being, subjected to, corporatism.
And Mussolini said, as you just stated, I was about to say that, he said it should properly be called corporatism or mercantilism. It's not free market. Go ahead.
Absolutely not free market. Now, another thing, too, is these people are not going to get the free market value of their homes. They're going to get the assessed value of their homes. And any homeowner knows that an assessed value is always one-third to one-fifth of the free market value of their homes. What happens here now?
The free market value is best use as the term. It is the maximum amount you could get.
Right, which you'll never get as part of an eminent domain claim from your local government.
If you hold out selling your house for a shopping mall, you might get $10 million for it when you bought $100,000. That's how the free market works.
Right, but the government comes in aiding corporations, and they give you what they call the assessed value, so you get $30,000 for a home that might be worth $250,000. Now, what happens to the displaced populations? They now lost the equity in their home. They've now been downgraded into poverty. What do they do now? Move on to poverty reservations? Ghetto-wise people? Is this how you do it? You take their property and you make them poor so we all have to be concentrated in the ghetto?
Stay there, Ron. I'm going to let you go through more of this. You're bringing up all the salient points. And we'll take more of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This issue and a lot of others. On the other side of this quick break, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv, two of my sites that you need to check out. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 23 seconds into this second hour. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Predominantly in the next, in the last hour, I was getting into the Supreme Court ruling of this morning. I have the brief here in front of me, their ruling in front of me. They can now take your property and not even give you just compensation. Not just if it isn't a highway or a hospital or a school, but now for apartments or for businesses. Very, very serious. And they've been picking on the inner cities for a long time. Now it's going to be middle-class America. We were talking to Ron in New York about this subject. We'll go back to Ron in a second, but then I want to get into Chinese oil company offers $18.5 billion for Unicold. The Chinese are trying to buy Maytag right now, one of the few companies that still makes things here in the United States. Pentagon sued by its own soldier over Gitmo beating he received. Now we have interrogators quitting, refusing, interpreters, their own general over the camp, all these army reports admitting it. And this stuff comes out in the mainstream news, but never hits the nightly news. It's on the news wires, it's in a few newspapers, but never, you know, a big nightly issue like Michael Jackson or something. So the average person doesn't even know this is happening. It is admitted. Massive torture. U.S. is poised to rule on clone livestock, the Financial Times of London is reporting. as of last night that it looks like the Supreme Court's going to rule that cloned milk, cloned cows, cloned pigs, chickens, that it's healthy. And we've had top scientists on, you know, the fathers of modern genetic engineering on this broadcast. When you change one gene in a potato, it then manipulates the other 96% of the genetics they thought was, quote, junk DNA. They found out it's not. It creates in the tissues artificial proteins that didn't exist before and are bad for the animal in question or the life form in question, the vegetable, the plant or animal in question or the microorganism in question, gives rise to very dangerous mutations, and it's bad for those that eat it. We have their own internal studies from Monsanto and others, not just all the other independent studies, where they admit it's very dangerous. But oh no, the Supreme Court, it's good for you. It's good for you. So that's coming up as well. But Ron in New York, finish up what you were saying, my friend.
So as I said, what this will do now...
Yeah, recap everything you said, because it's so important.
Okay. It'll drive people into poverty, because if you've invested your life in a home and all of a sudden it's the rug is pulled out from under you and you're given one-third the value of your home, you're being driven into poverty. Where you're going to have to go? You're going to have to go and live in an impoverished area, which means they're going to concentrate you in impoverished areas, ghettos, poverty reservations, call them what you will. This is what the purpose of this type of thing is. And what you're going to have is you're going to have, especially in big cities like New York, you have developers who are just drooling at the mouth to get hold of neighborhoods, flatten them for their own purpose. And what is the good of these places? So they build a Walmart so you could have a minimum wage job with marginal to no medical benefits? Or they build an area where elites can move in, and only elites can move in and afford to move in. So you could move back, you could go back to the area, work in Walmart for minimum wage, to serve an elite who's the only one that could afford to live in that neighborhood.
Well, let's be clear. This big case up in Connecticut is a middle-class, 100-year-old Victorian-style homes, hundreds of them that were just condemned. They're trying to get thousands, the entire gigantic neighborhood along the water there, along the river and the lake it connects to. And they're saying, we will choose what is built, what can be done for private interest, and the Real Estate Council is openly arguing to get that property for reduced prices, and this is so amazing.
Alex,
and you know how real estate works. These people,
oh, absolutely, living in New York. And now,
well, the people that have bought into this have something that's very valuable, but now they're going to be given reduced value and not even be able to buy into the same thing they had.
That's right. And you know what? This is going to give a green light to these developers to go hog wild. And going,
oh, they're now admitting it. Cities all over the country are now announcing within hours that the grabbing is about to start.
And let me ask you, how come in the midst of this, and as you say, it's the most, one of the most fundamental rights we have, the right to your property, how come in the midst of this, the U.S. Congress is dealing with the meaningless emotionalism of flag-burning amendments? Why don't they introduce a property rights amendment or reinforce the Fourth Amendment with an additional property rights amendment? Let's have substance over stupid, mindless emotionalism. Well, I'm not in favor.
Well, for those that just joined us, explain where you stand on the flag.
Well, I'm not in favor of flag burning. Let's get our priorities correct. Right now, we have a bigger problem after this ruling, and we're going to need an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to protect people, a new amendment to protect people from property seizures, because the developers, the corporatists, the oligarchs, whatever you call them, they are the money power in this country, and they're running this country. They've usurped public power. They've usurped your government. They own it. You're going to have to put some pressure on and stand up and get some protection. The flag, I'm not in favor of burning the flag, but that is secondary to someone's ability to come and take the home, the roof from
overhead. Yeah, let's be specific. We love the flag and respect it because it symbolizes the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. It symbolizes our country. That's why, and the First Amendment, which is what the flag symbolizes, a large portion of it, is the right to burn that flag. Whereas I have the right to tell the screwball burning it, they're an idiot. I have the right to burn a United Nations flag. So I defend the right to burn the flag, though I don't support that right.
Right.
That is, I support the right to burn it, though I don't like burning it.
Legalities versus moralities, okay, we're not confused.
Well, this is form over substance, Ron. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, we're destroying what the flag's symbolizes. We're destroying what, you know, the real liberties, the real base freedoms, and then, oh, but don't worry, we'll protect your symbol.
And you know what, Alex? I say that the big move right now should be, and it should be massive, to push for an additional and new amendment to the Constitution to protect private property in light of this ruling.
It'll we have areas in the Bill of Rights that do that, the Ninth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment.
Yes, we do, but let's...
But let me finish, Ron, since you brought this up. We have literally thousands of federal and state rulings, all the precedent until now says that it is sacrosanct private property.
Right, and the Supreme Court just threw that all out the window this morning. But let's do that, because it'll serve multiple good purposes. And you know one of the great things it'll do? It'll finally flush out our phony representatives in Washington, both left and right. The rightists who always say they're in favor of private property rights, well, they have a chance to get down on the blotter on that and prove that they are. And the leftists who say they're in favor of the little man over the corporation, well, they'll have a chance to get down on the blotter and vote for an amendment like that to protect the little man. We'll get to see what the true substance of our leaders are if we force an issue like that. An amendment to reinforce, as you say, there are amendments there, but let's reaffirm them, okay? To reinforce the United States Constitution, to reinforce the Bill of Rights with reference to protection of private property rights. Let's see what the roll call will be on that.
All right, I agree with you. Thank you. Bush has control of the House, the Senate, the courts, 30-plus governorships. He has control of the executive, and he wants to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. They built a new giant BATF building in D.C., and Alberto Gonzalez says he wants more gun control. He believes in it in his heart, victim disarmament. Where is the restriction on abortion? Where is the restriction on the borders? Where is the restriction on UNESCO and the UN? We're seeing the opposite. The opposite. Now, again, I don't want to hear it from people that think they're conservatives who aren't really conservatives. Stop defending George Bush. George Bush is just a puppet. But see, because you believe he's really in power, you sit there and defend everything this government's doing because, well, George Bush couldn't do wrong. That's just not true. We're losing this country.
Well, then, Alex, are you saying we should have the Democrats?
I guarantee you, if the Democrats were in office right now, they wouldn't be getting away with all of this. Oh, they'd be trying it. Only a so-called... Look at what happens when you get a Nixon or a Reagan or a Bush or a Bush Sr., look at all the big government, the loss of freedom. That's because the elite knows we're a conservative country, and they know that if they put a phony conservative in, they can fool everybody. You understand that? And both parties are totally, totally corrupt and blown out. Tim in Texas. Tim, go ahead.
This is Kim with a K.
I'm sorry. Kim, go ahead.
Yes. Alex, is he doing this to open the Constitution? I know you were telling us a while back that Bush wants to open the Constitution. So is this another move to try to open the Constitution again? Because you said we're covered under the Bill of Rights. But Ron was saying, you know, can we open the Constitution and get an amendment done?
Well, I think Ron's a really smart, good guy. But he's a retired police officer in New York, sent me a lot of good info. I don't think Ron was fully thinking that through. I mean, I didn't want to tell him he was wrong, but I did say, hey, it's already protected. But I think, I mean, a limited declaration, new amendment saying, hey, it's totally sacrosanct, wouldn't hurt. The problem is, in that process, it could open up other amendments, which the 22nd Amendment, they're trying to repeal that so Bush can be president for life,
right,
or Hillary or whoever. They've got a bill in there to repeal Article 2, Clause 5, so Schwartzy can be president. So it is dangerous. We need to enforce the Constitution that's there, Kim.
Yes, also, Alex, I was driving outside of Dallas on 45. Dallas, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw a company that makes RFID chips.
What, did you see the factory? Or?
Yeah, the factory. I was just amazed.
Oh, yeah, ma'am. They're building the factories. The Army, what, a year ago, ordered over the next 5 years, I forget, what, 3 billion chips?
Wow.
They're not playing games, dear. Walmart ordered all their manufacturers 2 years ago by this year, and they're 35%. Of total retail sales globally, not just in America, and so that's 35% of manufacturers, they ordered them, put RFID in, or we're not going to take your products. Now, most of them said no because of protest, but they're still trying to push it. But they were already this year, by right now, mid-05, everything was supposed to have it, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Let me ask you this. When I call Washington about this property, and I speak to my congressman and my senator, how do I put this to them? Is there like a number?
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there and we'll talk about it on the other side. Stay there, Kim, in Texas. Then we'll go to Megan and Marilyn and many others.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you could fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
All right, we were talking to Kim in Texas, and we'll talk to Megan, Marilyn, Eric, Ian, and many others that are patiently holding. Kim, when you call Congress, you say, this is unbelievable. The Supreme Court just ruled today, or if you call them tomorrow, they just ruled yesterday, that now they're going to have government takings for corporations that isn't even for public works projects or public domain. And this is totally against the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, property rights going back to the Magna Carta, and even before that.
Now, Alex, when I said that before, they asked for my name and everything.
Well, that's because they want to know that you're a constituent.
Oh, okay.
No, ask them their name. I mean, yeah. It's usually just some staffer who wants to be able to write you a letter back to make you think that they're listening to you.
Oh, okay.
And they are listening to you at a certain level, but you don't have to give them your name. You just say, look, I'm just a concerned citizen. This affects every district in the country, including my district. Do you know who your congressman or woman is?
Me?
Yes.
No, I just asked for the one in Texas. I don't even get their name.
No, I understand, but, I mean, where do you live in Texas?
I live in Houston.
Okay, well, you've got, that's kind of divided up into two different representatives. So you just call the switchboard, you say, who is the representative for Houston? And they'll give you that. You ask for their switchboard.
Right.
That's something we've all got to learn, who our senators are, who our congresspeople are, you know, who our city council are. It's hard, but you know, we got to keep track of it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Part of Ron Paul's district runs along the side down to Houston, but he's not really the person for Houston. Great congressman, best we've got. Thanks for the call, Kim, and thanks for your concern. Hey, just being concerned, you know, and doing something is better than nothing. Megan in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
One thing I heard a couple weeks ago on your favorite radio station, NPR, they did a story about when this kind of thing passed in Oregon, then the citizens got together and passed another initiative through a vote that the environmentalists were really trying hard to fight, that if your property gets taken and you're not given proper property value, then unfortunately they made it affect the other citizens, but to get to hammer the point home, anyway, that if this corporation isn't going to pay you proper value, then the flat has to be taken up by the taxpayers. They have to pay you the balance.
No, I'm aware of that, which the corporations love. They'll just tax all of us more.
Exactly.
They'll go, sure.
Right. But and this is happening here in my area, actually. They're going to take a shopping district that is, you know, probably there's some businesses that have been there for 60 years. But they're not upscale enough for the yuppies to go shopping at, and there's not enough parking for them to shop at the other more expensive shops they want. So they're going to tear down like a quarter-mile strip of apartments and businesses that have been here for years and years and years, and that's the way they do it. But you're missing a lot of fun in Philadelphia this summer. I don't know if you know about the Live 8 concert.
I've heard about that,
okay.
Yes.
And also La Raza's having their national convention here in July. And Hillary's going to be here, and so is Gutierrez doing lectures. So I might have to go down there and try to write some articles about it because it's pretty. I looked at.
Yeah, send us some articles. We love to have a reporter there on the ground, Megan.
Yeah, and the only other thing I was going to say about this Live Aid is it interesting that the links, and I may email that to Paul. The links that come from Live Aid. First of all, it comes from Bob Geldof, who became a knight by the Queen after he did his first Live Aid concert.
Yeah, the supposed aid that goes to Africa, all these
right.
People mean well, most of the organizers mean well, but it's used to control and manipulate Africa.
Right, so now there's this new organization called One.org, and they have other, you know, besides their liberal left wings, then they have Pat Robertson on there as part of their foundation to unify the world. And also the leader of World Vision, and it quotes right on their website, he's suggesting to George Bush, since they're both Christians, that we should donate 1% of our annual GDP to this fund.
Oh, yes, a world tax, and of course World Vision.
Right. World Vision, what a scam.
Is the shadowy CIA front group, I mean, directly connected, where all these famous mass shooters happen to be in their training camps before they do it.
Right. Was Nicholas Burke part of World Vision at one time or something like
that? There was a connection, but the guy that shot John Lennon.
Oh, that's right.
The person that, but just a bunch of other people.
Right. So there's
the guy that shot Ronald Reagan, his dad was the head of World Vision, and he'd been trained at World Vision.
Okay, and then the last thing
Hinkley.
Going on here in Philadelphia this week, I wish I'd known earlier, I would have got down to try to write some things about this, the Biotech 2005 convention.
We got a Homeland Security convention going on here in Austin right now, and I've been so busy, I haven't been able to go to it. Listen, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
We got a call a couple weeks ago, when they shot this poor Hispanic man in the back. Of course, day one it happened. We had a guest on about it, and some lady calls our comment line real mad. Why wasn't Alex there? Why wasn't he on the scene? And so Mike Nansen answered the comment line. He said, because he still gets the comments from the TV show, even though Mike really doesn't work for me much anymore. He just runs one of the TV shows. It's a great job. And Mike just said, you know what he's doing today? His own radio show, a movie showing, and Coast to Coast AM, and some interviews. Now, I mean, what more can we do?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Marilyn and Eric and Ian and many others, your calls are coming up. Then I'm going to get off into the torture news, the economic news, the cloning news. There is a lot of it. Just briefly coming up next Monday, last showing of Martial Law. The other 5 showings sold out, in many cases a week before we even show the film. This will be the last showing, at least for the summer, at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. 8 o'clock next Monday, go to Infowars.com, link through over to the Alamo Drafthouse, get your tickets online via their safe, secure ticketing system, or drive by the door. You can buy tickets there today, tomorrow, Monday, Saturday, Sunday. They're open until like midnight every night. You can buy tickets right there at the box office. I think the box office is open until about 10 or 11, though. Just hope to see you out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are really going quick. If you want to get a hard copy of Martial Law on DVD or VHS, it's 3 hours long. It's a mini-series. It covers what happened on 9/11, who the globalists are, their mindset. It covers the latest police state developments. It is my best film. My other videos are excellent, but it is heads and shoulders above the rest, and many are calling it the best Patriot film out there, bar none. I hope you'll get it. I hope you'll make copies. Toll-free number to order martial law, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where we have monthly and yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free if you get a yearly subscription. 15 cents a day with a yearly, 19 cents a day with a monthly subscription. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my TV shows for like the last year, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. For the next 5-10 minutes, though, I kind of want to go back in time here because we've got Stuart Nelson on the line with us, a good friend of mine. When Joe Campana, a atomic veteran, a veteran of World War II, a veteran of the Korean conflict, he never bragged about his medals. We got into his stuff when we were moving him out of his house. There were all these incredible medals and commendations. He was at Bikini Island during bomb testing. He was in World War II. And he wasn't even getting his full disability from the VA. They were cheating him. He never asked for help. And his neighbor called us. This is in 1998. His neighbor calls and goes, look, he's got like an acre of land, a little under an acre. It's worth, you know, $500,000. An area that was gentrifying, same story we were talking about last hour. Some other neighbors that are realtors want the property, and they're trying to force Joe Campana out. And his house is in bad repair. He lives in like a bunker in there. He's afraid. When airplanes fly over, he's afraid because he was bombed and strafed in two different wars. I wouldn't call him, you know, crazy, but he was eccentric, and that's his right. You know, and I talked to a lot of Vietnam vets themselves that, you know, for years after Vietnam, they jump under a table if a car outside backfired. And Joe kept to himself. He died a couple years ago. But this is going back about 8 years ago, 7-8 years ago. And so we went out there to fix the house. I'd heard about it. We go out there, find out, get the letters from the city. They were fining him for not fixing his house, so then when they took and bulldozed the house, they were even going to take the property for the cost, the $14,000, for bulldozing his home. We said, no way. We're going to fix his house. Well, the city shows up and says, you'll be arrested, myself and Mike Hansen. You'll be arrested if you fix that house. Mike was a carpenter, is a carpenter. And we said, all right, we're going to build him a new house. And it was a city record. 13 days, fully furnished, jacuzzi-style, the bathtub, you know, a living room, a bedroom, and a bathroom, a little cottage. And by the end of the 13 days, we had city council members there announcing that it was all their plan, all their operation, and veterans groups there begging for money that hadn't even helped him. But that was fine. We didn't raise one red cent, by the way, into our coffers. What we did was, because this is such a pure thing to do and it was so enjoyable, we said, okay, use Home Depot, Lowe's, whoever you want, and all the newspaper clippings are on Infowars.com, we'd say, all right, we need an engineer. All right, we need concrete. We need rebar. All right, and people would deliver it as we needed it, and in 13 days, a beautiful little cottage, fully furnished, couches, TV, I mean, and then suddenly builders got involved in the last few days and fully furnished it, and, I mean, that place was pretty swanky. I mean, it was really, really nice. And then we got money together, and you know, when they bulldozed his house, so they wouldn't take the new house we built him. And then me and Mike were up there interviewing Clive Doyle, and you know how their church had been destroyed. They didn't even have a chapel. Federal controlled groups were trying to provocateur and take their land. So we said, well, we'll build a memorial church. Well, George Pulliam was the engineer, the architect, the degreed architect, who came and gave 13 days of his time to design and oversee and be the foreman on the house. Such great people showed up to help. I mean, one guy shot a nail into his knee and didn't get mad. You know, it's just really nice people out there. And George did all this nice stuff. And then George helped out every weekend for 6 months to build a memorial church that seats 400 people in Waco. Again, we said use Lowe's, Home Depot, or directly bring it to us. And, you know, say we need 65 of the tubes for the concrete pillars. 66 would get delivered. And then one of them would get broken. We need another. I mean, it was talk about providence. It was again, I'm not a Davidian. George wasn't a Davidian. He was a Christian, a Baptist, whatever. The point is that, you know, it was wrong what happened. So we did that. And George got cancer a few years ago, got sick, spent all their money on medical bills. When he died, 4, 5, 6 months ago, they were deeply in debt. And, you know, I spoke at the funeral, and we tried to get some support there. His wife was just a sweetheart. His home here in Austin, the roof's falling apart, the house is falling apart. We're asking folks to come this Sunday. Don't bring any materials. They paid for those. Just help them paint the house, put a new roof on, and fix the gutters. And joining us is a good friend of George Pulliam's, a good friend of mine, and Stuart Nelson. Stuart, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Great. It's great to be on. It's great that we can jump in and show some love to a true American patriot.
Yeah, he was a great guy, and then he had cancer surgery and died from complications of that. Poor guy held on for quite a while, went into a coma, but the family is in financial trouble, and all we're asking is for some folks to show up that have carpentry skills and to help us fix this house on Sunday, right, Justin?
Right, that's right, yeah. Now, the house is in Pflugerville. I can give the address.
Yeah, do that, please.
Okay, it's 1102 Settlers Valley. Settlers Valley, 1102 Settlers Valley. It's right behind Pflugerville High School. Anybody in the Central Texas area will know where that is. And, yeah, we need to put a roof on. They had all these repairs planned, and then George got sick, and it's just ridiculous, the expenses for everything. And they're really in debt and got some problems, and the house is just a mess. And we've got the paint, the roofing materials, tar paper, nails, everything ready to go. And if everybody in the Austin area could just come and give an hour or two, or bring some water, casserole, anything, casserole dish, you know, kind of just, you know, mainly just come and let's get the work done and show them some love.
Well, I was saying I was going to try to be there, but I've got some legal things I've got to do. I may be there, but I'm going to, if you'll come by the showing tonight, I want to give you a couple hundred dollars, Stuart.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, I want to do that. And but I just never get to see my family. I have been working a lot lately again, but I'm going to try to come out. We'll see.
Yeah, how's the family doing?
They're doing great. Now, Stuart, so I understand this. Give folks your cell phone number as the coordinator of this. And then tell us like two or three times the directions, and maybe at RadioFreeAustin.org, maybe we should post the directions. You guys could do that. I know you're affiliated in a way with that.
Right.
We need to get that done, and tell folks how they can come out.
Okay. From downtown Austin, you head north on 35, and you take the Highway 1820, which runs through Pflugerville, and you just take a right. You can grab a map. Settlers Valley is a real busy street, and it's right behind Pflugerville High School. If you look on a map, you can see Pflugerville High School, and one street behind that is Settlers Valley, and it's 1102. Just look for all the dump truck and everybody. We're going to get started about 7 o'clock, because it's going to be easier to, do it, you know, put a roof on in the cool than it is going to be the heat. A bunch of the guys from Waco, the surviving Branch Davidians, are going to be there.
And that's going to be 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir. That's when I'm getting started.
Yeah, I might just come by early, too. All right, but please give the address out again.
Okay, it's 1102 Settlers Valley in Pflugerville, Texas. 1102 Settlers Valley. And my phone number, if you have any questions or if you're listening and you want to just send a check to Anel or whatever, my phone number is area code 512-789-5093. And,
give that number out again and then say a word about George.
Okay. My phone number is 512, area code, and 789-5093. And George is, he was the kind of guy that made me a better man. He was a man that, you know, gave, didn't complain, always had a smile on his face. When we were working on the church in Waco, I'd smash my finger, and he'd always have some joke. You know, well, Stuart, you hit the wrong nail. You know, just whatever. Everything was always positive, always had a smile on his face. He always, he was a caring, loving, gentle, compassionate man, and he made me a better man. And,
yeah, I was. I knew George even before we built the veteran a new house. Steady record, folks. And Campana got to enjoy that house for about 5 years before he died. We're losing so many of those great Americans, those World War II vets. All right, Stuart. Well, come by and see me tonight if you can, or have somebody come by.
Okay, and I just want to commend those that joined in Campana. And joined in rebuilding the church in Waco, and because they came from all over the country in Waco, and just a real, I don't know, group hug or pat on the back, some kind of acknowledgement. It was just terrific for the call to go out and so many people to respond. It was just fantastic.
Take care, my friend.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, yeah, I tell you, it's just we ought to post that video. I know we got the old TV shows we did where we rebuild his house, the veteran, and then we a totally new house, and then what happened at Waco. And that's old history, ancient history, but it's still very important today. All right, thanks for holding, folks, but that is important. Let's go ahead and talk to Marilyn. Marilyn, where are you calling from?
Independence, Missouri.
Welcome.
You know, in Independence, our city code compliance goes out and just scrapes bare the property of a 93-year-old World War II veteran. But you know what? That 93-year-old veteran was before our city council Monday night standing up, speaking for individual rights and property rights. But the point I wanted to make, Alex, is that I think people on the local level oftentimes do not recognize these infringements. They come in small increments. For instance, here in Independence, back in 1972, there was a federal grant available if the city would go inside every home in the city and inspect it, look in closets, so forth. And I organized a petition drive at that time, having been told by a city council member that, oh, if we could bring him 500 signatures, he'd put a stop to it. So we took him a few thousand. And it was stopped. In 1976, the city attempted to pass the Missouri Statute 353 provisions in our city, the Urban Redevelopment Corporation Law.
And for those that just joined us, we got to do this because a lot of listeners, I think average time listening is about 35 minutes this broadcast, so that's about triple most other radio shows. Still, a lot of people have missed it. The Supreme Court ruled this morning they can take your property, not even for eminent domain, but for private corporations to come build on it, apartments, houses, you name it. A very serious case. Go ahead.
Much of the key to that is the Declaration of Blight. In 1976, we petitioned.
But now they're saying even outside
it.
Of urban renewal, my dear.
Pardon me?
They're saying even outside of declaring
that.
Blight.
I understand
this
that.
This is not a blighted area in Connecticut.
It deals with both the Declaration of Blight and the definition of public use, but now you're saying that private use is public use, but they've been, in fact, implementing that in our city for some time. They've virtually destroyed the old part of our town by building a new town with tax increment financing to the southeast of our city, which, you know, has caused the older parts to deteriorate. Now, our city council, they did have to back down on the Urban Redevelopment Corporation law back in 76 because we petitioned for a public vote, and we beat it. But they brought it back a few years later, and you know how these things come back until they wear down the opposition. In 1980, I began serving on our Independent City Council for 4 years, and so for that four-year period, I had a sounding board. I had a bully pulpit to fight for some of these things, but it's very hard to sustain it when the general citizenry do not see these things as they come in
That's
small
right.
doses.
There's so many few people that are doing all the work, but the good news is, Marilyn, more people are starting to join the ranks, are starting to do more than just talk, and it's women like you and men out there like you that are saving this country. We'd be in a lot worse position now.
Well, this past Monday night, we had three members of the Libertarian Party before our city council to speak in opposition to the city's attempt to place in our city code a clause that said if you have a major casualty loss on your property, they can withhold from your insurance company 25% of your claim payment. So that's our battle at the moment.
There's just all sorts of highway robbery going on. Well, we're on there for 5 years in Independence going into KC. Great folks listening.
Unfortunately, today the first hour of your program was not broadcast on our local station, but I was able to pick it up on shortwave.
Yeah, I know. KCXL some days carries three, some days two, some days one, but they've been carrying us for five years, and we love them.
Well, encourage your listeners to take a great interest in their local government. That's where we average folks have a chance of making a change. And no matter what the Supreme Court says that they are allowed to do, we can apply political pressure to stop them from doing it at the local level.
Good job. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back with a lot of other calls and a ton of news.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Welcome back.
And it burns.
We are now accelerating, blasting towards the third hour. Late last night, I walked into a hamburger joint to eat something, restaurant, and there was in the magazine rack at MIT, a big technology university's monthly magazine, and it was about the revolution in military affairs. And last year, the Pentagon came out and said the cameras and microphone systems in America were designed by the Pentagon, and it is a control grid to dominate a population. And they get into this in this article, and I asked the waitress, said, can I have this? She goes, let me go ask. And the owner comes out. He was a fan. He goes, oh, hey, Mr. Jones, yes, you can have my magazine. So that's actually out in the car. I forgot to bring it in. During a break, I'm going to go out and get it and bring it in the studio and cover some of that. I mean, it's right out in the open, folks. And they're going to put that same system in Iraq of the cameras and microphones and this total control grid. And they admit that in the future, it's about controlling populations. That's the new freedom. So we'll be getting into that. I really want to get into all these American corporations being bought or about to be bought by communist China and the torture and all of it. But let's get some more of the callers out of the way that have been holding so patient. A lot of callers from Canada and Texas today for some reason. Eric in Texas, then Ian in Ontario, George in Texas, and others in Ontario, Canada as well. Go ahead. You're on the air, Eric.
How you doing, Hollywood Jones?
Good.
This is Eric, a Prison Planet contributor. Have you ever seen a commercial by World Vision? I've never seen one, but I just want to mention it.
Yeah, I've heard their commercials on the radio.
They, on Fox News, there was just a flash, and I have DVR, and I saw a rainbow and some words, and I put it back, and it was a subliminal, less than a second, it said World Vision on it. But about this new American communism and the stealing of private property, I just think they're pushing to this thing where it's going to be a conflict. So what I believe we really have to do is what you've been saying is we need to triple, quadruple our efforts to wake up the minds of the people. Because when that happens, it's not going to be because we want it. They're pushing it on us. But the more people we have knowing what this country's supposed to be about, the more people are going to stand
up. Well, yeah, they don't teach property rights in public schools, so then the next generations, and even these generations to a great extent, don't know. But this is so flagrant. That people are going to wake up. And for those that don't know, World Vision is basically a CIA front connected to the Bushes and others that carry out clandestine operations under the guise of aid workers all over Africa, Central America, South America, and Asia. And, I've heard World Vision ads. I've heard a World Vision ad on that other Patriot Network. It blew me away when I heard it a few months ago, and then I didn't hear it anymore, so that was interesting.
People just need to remember the central tenet of communism, the abolition of private property. And the upholding private property is a central tenet of capitalism, which we don't have capitalism here anymore. It is corporatism, fascism now.
Yeah, it's not free market. It's a group of gangsters get control of the government and start stealing. Thanks for the call. And then they love it when we call for socialism. You know, the liberals go, oh, socialism will counter them. No, that's what they want. They actually fund that to consolidate our wealth so they can suck it out of us. Really, really good points, my friend. We don't have time to go to Ian right now or George or all the others, but we'll get to you in the next hour. In fact, right when we start the next hour, then in the next segment after that, I'm going to go right into news. And boy, there is a lot of it. So prepare yourselves for a ultra-massive news blitz as we go into the third hour. And please visit the websites, get the materials, get the news articles on the sites, get them out to people, wake folks up. About 90% of the stuff on the sites is free. About 10%, of course, are videos and books and other things. And that's how you support us, so be sure and support us as well. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.